Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for July 2013. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, July 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in July 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that there were four bankruptcy mega filings in July that involved companies with more than $1 billion in total assets, including the largest Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy filing in history. In addition, there were three others which filed for bankruptcy in July, listing estimated assets of between $100 million to $500 million, including one Chapter 15 bankruptcy filing. The total number of bankruptcy mega filings in July was six, a decrease compared to eight for the month of June, which included two companies with more than $1 billion in assets. There were only two bankruptcy mega filings in May 2013. During the first 7 months of 2013, there were 37 mega bankruptcy filings reported, including 11 that involved more than $1 billion in assets. For fiscal year 2012, there were a total of 12 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets, five of which were filed in May 2012. There were a total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million in 2012, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing in July was filed by Mexico City-based Maxcom Telecomunicaciones, SAB de CV, which filed for Chapter 11 on July 23, 2013, with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, before Judge Peter Walsh, to implement its previously announced recapitalization and debt restructuring. The company listed $11.11 billion in total assets and $402.28 million in total liabilities. Under the Chapter 11 plan of reorganization, Maxcom will complete a comprehensive recapitalization and debt restructuring that is expected to significantly reduce Maxcom's debt service expense and position Maxcom for growth with a U.S. $45 million capital infusion. As of the voting deadline of July 23, 2013, over 98% in amount and over 93% in number of the holders of 11% senior notes due 2014 that cast ballots voted to accept the plan, which exceeds the amount required for the court to approve the plan. Maxcom expects to complete its restructuring, which is subject to U.S. Bankruptcy Court approval and the conditions set forth in the recapitalization agreement and the restructuring and support agreement, within approximately 60 days and anticipates emerging from Chapter 11 by early fall. The second largest Chapter 11 filing in July was by Hamilton, Bermuda-based Excel Maritime Carriers Limited and its affiliates, which listed $2.72 billion in assets and $1.16 billion in liabilities. The company filed for Chapter 11 protection on July 1, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, before Judge Robert Drain. Excel Maritime owns and operates a fleet of 40 dry bulk carriers and a provider of worldwide seaborne transportation services for dry bulk cargoes such as iron ore, coal, and grains, as well as bauxite, fertilizers, and steel products. Excel Maritime concurrently announced that it has entered into an agreement with its senior secure lenders on the terms of a financial restructuring, the terms of which are substantially similar to the previously announced agreement in principle the company reached with the steering committee of its senior lenders, the report related. This agreement provides the company with up to $80 million of additional liquidity, significantly strengthens its financial profile, and positions Excel Maritime for future growth and success. In addition, Stamford, Connecticut-based Cengage Learning filed for Chapter 11 with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. Cengage estimated assets and liabilities of more than $1 billion. Cengage Learning provides innovative teaching, learning, and research solutions for the academic, professional, and library markets worldwide. The company's products and services are designed to foster academic excellence and professional development, increase student engagement, improve learning outcomes, and deliver authoritative information to people whenever and wherever they need it. In conjunction with a Chapter 11 filing, Cengage Learning entered into a restructuring support agreement with an ad hoc committee of first lien lenders who hold approximately $2 billion of the company's first lien debt. In this agreement, the lenders committed to support a restructuring transaction that will eliminate more than $4 billion in debt from Cengage Learning's balance sheet and position the company to implement management's strategic business plan. The City of Detroit, Michigan, filed the largest Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy petition in U.S. history, listing assets and liabilities in excess of $1 billion. Detroit filed for Chapter 9 bankruptcy on July 18 with the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. The City of Detroit was weighed down by more than $18 billion in accrued obligations. Emergency Manager Kevin Orr said he hopes to get through the bankruptcy process by late summer or fall of next year. In addition to these billion-dollar Chapter 11 mega filings, two other companies filed for Chapter 11, listing estimated assets of between $100 million to $500 million. AgFeed Industries, Inc. and American Roads, LLC, Pioneer Freight Futures Company Limited, filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy, listing estimated assets of between $100 million to $500 million. AgFeed Industries, formerly known as M2P2 LLC, is an international agribusiness with operations in the U.S. and China. AgFeed Industries and its affiliates filed voluntary petitions under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code on July 15th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. The company has a deal to sell most of its subsidiaries to the Moshkoffs LLC for cash proceeds of $79 million, absent higher and better offers. American Roads LLC operates highways, including the mile-long Detroit-Windsor Tunnel, linking the U.S. with Canada. American Roads sought bankruptcy court protection on July 25, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, citing $830 million in debt related to swaps and bonds. Pioneer Freight Companies Limited is a defunct British Virgin Islands-based firm that traded shipping futures, filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy to help further its liquidation by tracking down any assets that it may have in the U.S. Two of the mega filings in July involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, that of XL Maritime and Maxcom. During the first 7 months of 2013, 14 of the 37 mega filings involved a prepackaged Chapter 11, or 38% of the Chapter 11 mega filings. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks, prearranged cases, were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega filings, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the month of July, two mega filings were engaged in information, while the rest were spread through different industries. During the 7 months of 2013, 12 of the mega filings belong to the information industry, 7 are involved in manufacturing, and 4 are involved in healthcare. The Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware and the Southern District of New York had two mega filings each in July. However, for the 7 months of 2013, the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware was the most favored venue with 22 of the 37 mega filings, while the next closest, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, had only 6 mega filings. In 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, wresting away the lead from the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 19 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first 7 months of 2013, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by Maxcom Telecomunicaciones SAB de CV, which filed for Chapter 11 on July 23, 2013, with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, listing $11.11 billion in total assets and $402.28 million in total liabilities. For the first 7 months of 2013, Young, Conaway, Stargett & Taylor LLP represented 7 of the 37 mega filings, either as counsel or co-counsel. The law firm represents The School Specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, Otelco and Rotech Healthcare, AgFeed Industries, and Maxcom Telecomunicaciones in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.